Okay, I just learned how to work the microphone. That was terrific. New from the Womax, Trip, off of a CD, off of a recording. I don't think anybody's heard yet, correct?
No CD yet. That's actually for a set of three live in the studio performances that we're about to release. That was the audio from one of those.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into all this, we have to be proper.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Noah and Haley, welcome to the WJCU studios.
Thank you for having us.
How is this day treating you?
Beautifully.
How was your weekend?
It was
4th of July.
Yeah,
that happened.
It was that. You know,
I fell asleep at 7 p.m. and slept through all festivities.
Are you serious?
I am so serious.
Wow.
I know. But it was kind of great.
And how about you, Noah? Can you beat that?
I did all the festivities. I saw the parade, and then I spent pretty much most of the rest of the day at the beach. Cooked some sausages on a fire.
Nice.
Saw some fireworks.
Nice.
Went home tired. Slept.
Now you two are brother and sister.
We are.
Awesome. Want to get all that out there as well. Get all the information out to the people.
Get it all out there.
Do you two have a favorite 4th of July like festive food that you enjoy eating besides the sausages there?
I mean, anything that's meat and from a grill is generally like delicious.
I like dips.
Dips.
Like guac.
What about like a French onion?
Oh, yeah. With some potato chips.
Yeah.
That's my jam.
Exactly. Classic, you know? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's American as it can get, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you're here. I keep saying we, because usually Eric Simna is here with me, but he let me.
Just say
all
we.
Of you.
Yeah.
It's but like the royal we.
If I start saying we now, then you guys leave, and I'm still saying we while I'm here by myself, people are going to start to worry about
it. It's like, you know, we are not amused, you know, like that sort of thing. Like, throw with it.
Oh, so did you have a live or a long drive in here then?
Yeah, it was over an hour and 15, something like that.
Now you live out a little bit, you know,
mm-hmm.
by the way.
By the corn.
Yeah. By the corn.
The
over by, I guess the most recognizable feature near us is Cedar Point.
Have you ever been?
You know, you're asking me all the wrong questions.
No Star Wars. Yeah. No Cedar Point.
Let's just get this out there. This guy's never seen Star Wars.
Oh, my Lord. Lord.
Oh, yeah.
He's officially, you are the 1%.
I haven't seen Star Wars. Right, exactly. You're making me turn
the
around.
Star
here.
Wars 1%.
Man, that's fun. I'm a terrible person.
No.
Haley, you know,
not.
You just helped me realize that I'm a terrible person.
No. I'll take you to Cedar Point.
Okay. I don't like roller coasters, though.
Oh. Well, you can hold my stuff while I ride the coaster.
There's always hope, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Well, you guys do stay kind of out by the corn, and of course you've got a big show coming up in the corn at the ranch on July 17th. Tell us about it.
It's our biggest show of the year, really. We spend a lot of time planning
for
it.
How many
months? All of them.
All the months.
Yeah, all the months. It's a 2-day festival at our place of residence. We call it Womack Ranch. It's about a 4-acre farm. Out near Sandusky, and there's camping. There's 21 bands.
Wow!
Some great Cleveland bands from three different states.
Yeah, some great Cleveland bands. Like Nate Jones Band, Becky Boyd and the Groove Train. We got Istvan Medyeshi,
Brent Kirby
and his luck.
Yeah, I think that's
which are all very. Those guys are always making the rounds around here, so I'm sure everybody listening has at least heard their names, if not their music, many times. It's all really good music. You can get on the website, greatamericantreat.com, for the full lineup, the schedule, all that, get tickets and everything. But we're definitely looking forward to it.
Art's a huge part of it as well. It's a music and art festival.
Okay.
So we're going to have like big art installations that local artists have been working on around the property. We're doing a life-size Candyland game.
Wow. How does that work?
I'm really excited.
We'll see.
We will see how that works.
At least tell me you're going to take video of this.
We're going to document it. But yes, and yoga is also happening. Just a bunch of stuff.
Wow.
It's going to be great.
Food vendors, clothing vendors, jewelry vendors. You know, it's just
family friendly.
It's the best rinky-dink festival you'll ever go to.
That is a great slogan, Noah.
It is, you know? It's not a highbrow, super high-polished thing, but it is organized well and it is
high quality.
And full
of love. So much love.
That's
honestly awesome.
Well, yeah. I have plenty of questions about the actual ranch. A lot of my music friends, they call it a farm. I'm going to correct them now and tell them it's actually a ranch.
Yep.
Without chickens.
Or like cows.
Or ranch dressing.
Yes.
We do have that.
We're going to talk about that just a bit. What is the next song we're going to play off of the CD?
Well, heck, let's try out a little bit of a Sunshine Down My Way.
Sunshine Down My Way. That would be track number 3. I'm going to do my radio thing here. Well, here we go. Okay. Sunshine Down My Way here on Neo Rocks.
Sunshine, sunshine down.
The Womax with Sunshine Down My Way here on Neil Rocks. New music to the station. New music to everybody right now, right?
Cool.
Yeah.
That's
that
fun.
Was
Thank
the
you
official
for listening.
Debut of that track, actually.
Mm-hmm. Now, where was this recorded at?
At Waveburner Studio, Waveburner Recordings, actually, in Port Clinton, Ohio. Close friend of ours. It's almost like a sister studio to mm-hmm. us. We have a little studio at the ranch, and we toss a lot of projects back and forth these days. But the guy who runs it's been sort of a mentor to us in a lot of ways, showing us the ropes and all those kind of things with recording.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking about the ranch, and something that really interests me. Half the band lives there, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's
pretty close.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's
It
awesome.
Was half up until a few months ago. And then our drummer, he's in
he
love with
in
a
love.
Girl.
Aww.
So naturally he doesn't want to sleep by himself at our house anymore. I don't know why. But
And her bed's way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
But yeah, we all live together and it's awesome. I mean, there's definitely times where I think we all get on our nerves, mm-hmm. each other's nerves, but it truly is like a family.
It's actually kind of amazing how well we do get along.
Because
we have been living together, the four of us lived together for, what?
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
And then,
and Utonia and I have lived together since
2010.
Yeah.
Wow. We were talking off the air. I was asking you if there are any fights over food ever, the groceries, or, you know, how do you deal with that? That's got to be difficult.
Oh, I usually wait till the person I'm mad at falls asleep, and I put an orange in a sock. I go in and I just start wailing on them.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it doesn't leave bruises.
Okay.
You know?
I guess I've slept through all that. I never will.
Well, you haven't gotten it yet, but it's kind of...
If the University Heights police are listening right now.
But in all seriousness...
like, honestly, I feel like the biggest issue is I'm probably a little bit more strict when it comes to getting dishes done and sweeping the floor.
So you're the mom of the house, then?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. I am.
Sweep that floor. Get it done.
But I'm trying to be a loving mother.
You seem too nice to scream, though.
I don't scream.
Okay. You just probably give the look.
I have an eye thing.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, that's more my style.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, of course, we're not here to promote cleaning. We
no.
are here to promote July 17th and 18th at the Womack Ranch. Now, you're calling it the, what's the official name here? The Great American Treat, correct?
The Treat, yes. Yep, the Great American Treat.
Mm-hmm.
And why'd you call it that?
Well, all right, we'll give you a little backstory on the whole treat.
Okay.
Last year, we were working on a new record in April. It was done by May, pretty much. And we could not find a place to do the release show. Nowhere that we could think of was really, like, fitting the bill, and anywhere that we did was already booked.
Mm-hmm.
So at first we were like, let's just do it here. And it's like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, sure. But then the longer that this went on, the more reasonable it seemed to throw a festival at our house. The ground was laid out all right, and we figured people might think it was cool to actually come to our place and party.
Right.
And then it just kept ballooning, and we got more bands, and we got a food truck, and we
sponsors,
had people camp, and we got some sponsors, and everybody that came just enjoyed it a lot. And I guess I kind of digressed from the whole
name thing. Yeah.
But yeah, we were just sitting around brainstorming what the heck we would call it, and we were looking
at... Well, the date it plays an important part, because last year, the date that we chose was July 5th.
Okay.
Right. So it was right after Independence Day, mm-hmm. hence the America thing.
Right.
Plus, we live in America. So
you are correct twice. Look
yes.
at that.
And yeah. we want to, you know, be proud of that. To
I like
for,
America.
Yeah, I
but
mean, you know,
we're not supposed to talk about government.
Oh,
so
yeah,
mute
I
us.
Forgot. Okay.
And she's listening.
His fingers on the mute button as we speak. No, but yeah,
treat because
it was. I think it was a synonym for festival or something like that. In one of the many places we looked, and we're like, treat. That's great.
That
it is a treat. It's a treat, and it's kind of like a retreat. You know, mm-hmm. retreat away from life and come and
treat yourself.
Get our house. Relax.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, treat yourself.
Hashtag.
And it came with so many little useful catchphrases and things, and people picked it right up and it seemed to work.
GAT
yep.
or GAT.
It's the GAT. You know?
Well, the Womax have been around for quite a while, but you've seen kind of a transformation now with the band. You guys are doubling in size.
Yep.
Yep.
Someone fed us after midnight.
I was going to go there. I'm glad you did.
I set you both up. I was looking at both of you like, all right, who's going to do it? Who's going to do it?
Yeah, we've effectively gone from a 4-piece to an 8-piece.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you have extra percussion, extra keys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and extra bass.
Extra bass.
So you just doubled up on every instrument.
Yep, pretty much. Yeah. Like, yeah, pretty extra much, actually. Singer, extra guitar.
Extra guitar. Wow. We just wanted a big sound, I guess.
Yeah.
Or people just aren't showing up to practice, and you're like, well, we got another one. The other guy's right there. We'll just bring him in.
Right, exactly. Yep. Now we got a bench, you know.
Mm-hmm. That is funny. That's so cool. So what are we going to play next year?
Let's do, how about Sarah?
Oh, this is from a performance a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, this was actually live at the Huron Boat Basin in Huron, Ohio. And all these songs are featuring the new 8-piece arrangement of the
Womack. So what you're hearing is very...
quite current.
Well, yes.
Very cool. Well, we're going to listen to Sarah here from the Womack on Neo Rocks. Wow, that was cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's fun.
How cool is that?
On a scale of what to what?
Yeah.
Like, one to donuts.
Mm. I would probably say pomegranate at least.
Okay.
No.
I mean, pomegranate. Right? Around there.
Yeah.
I have one to pizza.
You know, Tangelo, maybe. I don't know.
D'Angelo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Very cool stuff, though. I was telling you off the air again. I've got to see. I feel like every time I've seen the Womack's play, I'm playing a show, like, somewhere in the same building. Mm-hmm. And I catch, like, the last song, and I look at you guys, and I hear you guys. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're so good. And then that was your last song. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to come out, I think, July 17th or July 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And where can people find more info about that?
GreatAmericanTreat.com, or if you go to WomackBand.com, that's our website, or go to Facebook and look up the Womacks or the Great American mm-hmm. Treat. All those places
it's all
have
there.
Plenty of information to where you shall not be wanting for any.
And you're on the Instagram?
Oh, yeah. Actually, right now, we are doing a treat weekend pass giveaway. Basically, have a little picture. And if you share it and leave a certain hashtag and all that stuff,
you will be entered into a drawing.
Yeah, where you could win a free weekend pass to the treat.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
That's so cool. Now let's talk about the event one more time. You kind of made me wonder here. You've got art, you've got yoga, you've got music. What else are we missing? Anything?
Food.
Let's talk about the food.
Yeah. This year, last year as well, but all the food is provided by local food vendors in our area.
Right.
So, I mean, it's, you know, food truck-ish, but it's all delicious. And what else we got? Our family kettle corn business is coming out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you're going to be able to get,
yeah,
you know, pizzas
typical,
and pretzels.
Yeah,
and,
pizza, pretzels.
Like cod sandwiches, I think, is something that's going on.
Fried food. It's delicious.
Any walleye?
Maybe. Ooh, okay. Maybe. We'll see. I mean,
we'll see. We got to,
you know.
Talk
we're
to
simple
some
people.
You're out there by that big body of water, so you know.
Right. Yeah.
I heard Cedar Point's by there, even though I've never been there. I heard it's over there.
Yep. Yes. It is. It's right
that's
on the
America's
water,
number
actually.
One. America's
There's
number
like
one amusement
roller
park.
Coasters that go over the water.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I didn't think they could do that.
Yep.
No, they can do anything.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's amazing. Well, last question for you guys that I want to know: is this exhausting or what?
What?
The whole thing.
Oh. This year I've been really laid back. Like last year we planned it in a month and a half.
Wow.
And this year I'm not worried about a thing, man. I'm like, let's do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard work for sure, but
stressful and exhausting in a sense, but the payoff is so big that it's just like worth it. Just it's so much fun. Like everyone who comes is just like happy. And like last year we had like security people and all that kind of stuff. But we didn't even need them because everybody right. there was just totally cool. Nobody caused any problems or anything like that.
So
and with
amazing.
That many people, that's it's
so
kind
amazing.
Of impressive.
Like my favorite part, I think, of the whole thing was the campfire jam.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. We have a piano, this old piano that we actually like put outside by the fire. And there was like three people playing at once and everybody's just singing. And like, I don't know. It's amazing. It's just definitely like got the family vibe.
Right, the whole
know?
Group was involved. Like, everybody's singing. People are, like, playing chairs and stuff like that. It's
so cool.
And it was definitely magical, for sure.
And I imagine that the majority of the crowd maybe at that time, there were musicians. I mean, you have a lot of musicians who
yep, in one form or another, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, one more time, July 17th and 18th, which is coming out very soon. It's going to be the Great American Treat with the Womacks. I heard you guys are headlining, you said, right?
Yep, somehow we got the headlining spot this year. Lucky, I guess.
That's pretty cool.
We put in our Sonic bids early, and we got the gig.
Well, Haley and Noah, thank you.
Thank
for coming
you.
Down.
Thanks for having us.
We had
us.
So much fun.
Now, we're going to have some dead air here because you need to tell me which song I'm playing.
Oh. How about Catch My Ride, since we're about to catch our ride.
I see what you did there.
This is another live one from the show at the Huron Boat Basin a few weeks ago.
Very cool. Haley and Noah, thank you again. The Womacks, Catch My Ride here on Neo Rocks.
Bye.
When the water runs dry. until I catch my ride. So earlier I started to introduce you to our family here. So for those of you who don't know, I'm gonna introduce the rest of the group here. Back there on them drums, it's Mr. Corey Webb. Please give him a little something. Come on. Pretty slick there, my friends. Down there on that bass guitar, his name is Noah Hyman. Make a little noise for him. Come on, Noah. Show him what's up, man. Standing down there to the left, her name is Emily Keener. Make a little noise. Come on now.
Can't you see my soul has gotta be alive?
until I catch my ride. Thank you guys so much. We are the Womacks. Come hang out with us a little bit down here by this little suitcase on the left. We'd love to see you and talk about the Great American Treat and other